the impact that Ben Bishop can have for you and this hockey team tonight if he goes.
Oh, he's been with us, you know, as long as I've been here, and he's had a positive impact for our team in all his starts. So it's good to have him back. It's just good to have, you know, depth at the position and to give Vasi a little bit of a rest. I think he zipped off 9 in a row there, and so I think it's going to help our team, and it's going to help Vasi as well.
People are pointing to your players are pointing to his capacity to play the puck, coach, making a difference from a coaching perspective. What the way that he does that, and how it changes things for you?
Well, ultimately, a goaltender's job is to stop the puck, and the way the game's played today, goaltenders are fairly active in playing the puck, and if there's one that's top of the list in that department, it's Ben. And he can act as a third defenseman back there, especially on pucks that are rimmed around, and it's good to have that in your arsenal. But ultimately, it's about stopping the puck, and Ben's done that very well for a long time, and we're happy to have him back, and hopefully he can do that tonight.
Before Bishop got hurt, he was starting 2 of every 3 games pretty much. Do you expect a similar rotation, or is it kind of being a variable?
We're just worried about Buffalo tonight.
John, when Buffalo didn't have Eichel and O'Reilly and Kane, there was almost a feeling of what else could happen here. How tough is that challenge to coach through that when you get a run of injuries, when guys are wondering what's going on, what might happen next?
Well, you know, we've gone through a comparable situation here. The biggest problem with that is it's, and I'm not so, when you lose players of that caliber, and it's obviously it's mentally tough. But the big problem is everybody else that's back in, they're playing with different line mates, and when guys are continually in and out, we've gone through this issue of the last few months here, where you get a lineup in, and then it's 2 out. 2 back in the next game, 1 out, 1 in, and it's continually changing the synergy of your lines, and I think when there's not very, when the familiarity is not there and you're playing with different line mates all the time and you show up the rink and you're wondering who's in and who's out, not based on a coach's decision but based on injuries, that becomes tough as well, and I think that's what can become disruptive. And you know, you talk about what happened to Buffalo, it's the same type of deal. And so when you have consistency in your lineup and guys are playing with each other on a nightly basis, I think you get a little bit more continuity and a little bit more consistency in your play. It's just tougher when you have a different line mate every night.
John, when your short time around Marty, what defined Marty to you?
There was a lot of things. Work ethic was probably the first and foremost what comes to mind. I think Marty was that guy that, especially for somebody who's came to the NHL for my first job here, to have your leader be the hardest worker and set that example, especially when we had the slew of young guys that came up with myself, that's probably what I'll remember. He was a pro, and regardless of his age, we obviously came here and he was at the latter part of his career, but he worked as hard as he ever did when he was a rookie. And that's just a important trait in life, let alone doing a new job. And that's what Marty was, and that's why he is extremely deserving of the honor that's going to be bestowed on him tomorrow night.
John, could you kind of just assess Vasi's play the last 9 games? How did he do in this stretch for you guys?
Well, Vasi, be hard pressed not to say he was, on most of those nights, our best player. And we had some tough stretches as a team, and it's not to sit here and say Vasi's game was perfect. I think he'd be the first one to say it wasn't, but he, a lot of nights he had to stand on his head for us. And you want your goaltender to give yourself, your team, a chance to win the hockey game. And he would do that. And you'd sit there and say, well, we gave up 5 this game, 5 this game. Well, those 5 weren't Vasilevsky's fault. That was the guys ahead of him. And so what I liked, he got 9 games in a row. He got the get his feet wet of feeling what being a starting goaltender was like, and all you can do is build on that experience. And so I think it was good for him.